buddy, when we went to pull him out, that old gate had braced out there and you couldn't move him. And he'd wrap his tail around a root or something, you know. And the only way we could get him out was punch him a little bit and then pull. And when after when that gator did turn loose and come out of there, then you had him hooked in the mouth, you know, with that pole. One had to hold that while the other killed him. That gator was dangerous then.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah, he beat you up.
Oh, my.
But they catch more pigs than you ever seen. I saw on television here one night, it was quite amusing. Down here in Florida, some resort down there, there's a big gator in the pond. He was a pet, they claim, and an old man had a little poodle dog about like that. And he walked along there, and that old gator just swallowed him. That's all he went and got a gun, was shooting that old gator.
Oh, very nice.
They had to get to catch him. He said, that old gator just swallowed his poodle.
You don't have any gators anymore.
What would you call a building to keep cows in?
Keep cows? A barn, they call them. Barn, cow barn. Horses, too. Used to have horses. The doctor used to have a horse and buggy when he went on his calls. You know, he called day and night, had to go out on these old country roads. One doctor, and then he had his own medicine in his own drugstore. He put up his own prescription. You know, you didn't go to the doctor then when you felt bad. You were nearly dead when you went to the doctor.
Yes, sir.
If you had pneumonia or something. When all my children were born, they were born at home. We didn't have no hospital. I had a hospital, but it was way, no way to get there. And we had what we call a midwife. And then the doctor, we'd go call the doctor, and he would come and sometimes stay all night. And I remember we had a doctor, and he'd make coffee, you know. The doctor would stay up all night long.
What would you call a place where you pin up the cows so you can help them?
Huh?
A place where you pin up the cows so you can help them.
If you had a pasture for your cows, if you shut them up. Now, mostly people had just a small cow pen, see? And at night they turned the calves out on the street, and that's what kept the grass mowed. And then in the daytime they tend the calves up and turn the cows out. But now the cows used to get in the marsh here. You know, and the marsh and the milk, you could smell the milk, it'd be marshy. You couldn't drink it. Them cows would go. My cows never did try to go in the marsh.
Down.